Hello and welcome to the CCCP, the Cigars, Coal, and Communism Podcast. Alright, this is episode 2 of the CCCP, Cigars, Coal, and Communism Podcast.
What? Oh yeah, that shit is whack. We're all showing out.
This episode's theme is marijuana.
Marijuana.
Oh, is it on?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking great.
Episode's theme is marijuana, man.
Oh, what episode is it?
2.
Episode 2.
Ah, fuck.
We're still little babies on here, man.
Babies?
We have to earn our wings. We're still little fresh babies.
Babies on
what?
One thing.
Alright, sorry. I just don't think that's a good fucking, one-liner. Like, oh, look. Babies,
to baby or not to baby?
I guess to not, okay, bitch?
Baby or not.
I'm not going through it. My dude over here is dodging a girl who likes him. Again.
Could we not?
For how long? How many times has this motherfucker just been like, I wish I could find someone who loves me?
Well,
but there's like,
going
there's
after
like girls
else.
In a line.
There's a girl, you literally up his ass.
Yeah, up his ass.
Like,
and he's just like, oh, I don't know. And then they'll tell him. Or they'll talk to me. I don't know if they've messaged you, but they've talked to me. And they're just like, do you think Holden's mad at me or something? Because she's been sending advances, and you've just been blocking each one with your fucking dickless chest.
Think about it. Maybe he's waiting on someone.
Listen. He tries to pick someone that doesn't even, like, all these girls like him, right? He ignores all of them and goes, maybe this girl will love me from church. Oh, shit. Mason got her. Fuck, life's over, man. I got no choices. And then fucking, now Destiny's here. Like, dude. Destiny's even into you, and you're just gonna pass it up. And you even said that you like Destiny back, so what are you gonna do?
She's cute, but I don't.
Cigar too.
Bro,
oh, yeah, no problem.
It would be a bitch
that's
if Mason dates her tomorrow.
Cigars, you know?
If Mason dates her tomorrow.
He's instantly triggered.
Get me one too.
I'm about to whip this motherfucker's ass.
No, if Mason, fucking
man.
Gets her.
How many, yeah?
Hold on, if Mason. Listen.
The third one.
We got smoked that.
Hold on, if Mason
you
fucking gets
that.
Her,
that
I'm just gonna go up to you. I'm just gonna be like, then quit.
Back in the package.
So there's three in there.
There's only
two.
Two because you smoked the one third one.
Where?
No, I think Preston did.
Someone did.
I don't know who the fuck did, but someone did. Oh,
bro,
no.
Has I Feel It Coming, like, played or slow dancing? Has that played?
I have it on shuffle.
Make sure you hold it like that, because this ends the burn-in. Then we need to stick the burn-in in your mouth.
I can tell.
Deep throat the burn-in.
That's fucking great. What are you talking about?
Deep throating the burn-end of your cigar.
Deep, okay.
Yeah.
Deep, can I have your zipper?
Yeah, give me just a second.
All you fucking
it.
Are
you sure
doing is,
not
like,
one?
Cancer, bro. This is why marijuana is bad.
I am positive.
Hey, man.
Okay, what do you say? Which is better, cigars or marijuana?
Marijuana, 100%.
Okay, I was about to say. I don't care how Russian you want to be. Calm as fuck. I don't get fucked.
Does fucking cigar start with an M?
I like
how
you tried to get me to do this
podcast.
Okay,
does marijuana start with
a C? I was at work stocking shelves like a white-ass Paul Blart motherfucker, and you just go, dead-ass, doing a podcast. And I'm like, dead-ass, I'm trying to stock some shelves and get paid for it.
But
you
got beat up by a shelf and you came home early.
You might not even get paid for this. How are you about to get paid for this?
If I start the sponsoring, I will.
What? Okay, sponsoring what?
I sign up for sponsorships, and I can get sponsorships
okay.
And shit.
Okay. Look, some people just listen to podcasts like before they go to sleep. Okay?
Okay, but it's the ads that play during it.
I know. I know shit. Alright? I'm just saying, like, don't expect this to be good.
It's alright with me.
I'll do it. Like, I'm already, like, buying studio time for, like, music stuff. So
see,
like,
that's what we need. We need a studio for this. Currently, our studio is the backside of a kitchen up against the wall, passing a pop can bowl.
What the fuck are you doing? No, we're literally in, like, the flats.
We're
in apartments.
Just say apartments.
Fucking apartment
the
complexes.
Flat.
In a kitchen.
It was 420.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? You smash me with the
Don't do it again, bro. Not again.
Yeah, please don't, because I will choke slam you again.
I'll fucking do it again.
Damon
stole my tube. Damon stole my tube.
In the 32nd oak tree, you'll find a woman named Cheryl. God told me to do it.
She's sick. Don't wait, shit. For manslaughtering a lot of children in a
God told me
school.
To do it.
He said she was a whore.
What is that from?
Jontron. That's from Jontron. That's from my man Jontron.
Fucking love Jontron.
Why did you kill all those children? The demons told me to do it. Tell me to do it again.
I fucking
told me
it.
They were all whores, sinners of the Christ. They told me to do it.
You know, a man in four God was told arrested.
Me to, you know, back then.
What?
Listen, Jesus Christ. Wait, you ever like fucking read the Bible? You ever like, bro? Christians sometimes piss me off. Okay.
You ever read the Bible?
No one. Yeah. You ever fucking read the Bible?
Say oh my! No oh my fucking! Do you remember Joe Rogan's thing?
Did you ever read? He ever read all?
No, he takes a hit. He's like, listen, go back all on the like pages. The Beatles and smoke a joint.
Yeah.
And then he just keeps fucking. Yeah, of course.
Smoke a joint. Listen to the Beatles.
What were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about fucking. Hang on, give me a minute. I'll think of it.
Dumb shit.
Dumb shithead.
Fuck. Who's some important? Who's even related to the podcast?
Though? Yeah.
The microphone is.
Yeah, it's right there next to the camera. That's why I should have put it in the middle of the table. That way.
Fucking great.
We need like Xbox headsets with mics on them.
I have
mine.
Oh yeah, freak you, nerd.
How am I a fucking nerd?
I have that Razer one upstairs.
Yeah, and the Razer one.
There's one in that box there.
I know, I'm saying there's a good Razer one upstairs. That thing has
What were
good...
we fucking talking about? This is going to piss me off.
Bible?
Bible?
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
The Bible.
You ever fucking do that, though? Like, do you know anything about the Bible?
Not really. I'm not religious.
Listen, because you were just like, oh, God told me to do it. You know, back fucking then... That was basically, like,
that was, like, your justification.
Hold on. Okay? Like, because I did a joke at this, at the Gotham Bar. I did a joke. When I was doing some of the comedy stuff, when my mom had to take me, of course, because, you know, I was 8. So, I was like, bro, you ever fucking see, like, Christians, anything remotely fucking cool that exists? Christians fucking hate it, straight up. Anything cool, anything that a fucking Chad or a Josh would do, Christian fucking hates it. No, not a Kyle.
Not a Kyle?
See, Kyle because shows up to church.
Yeah,
because,
you know, Kyle does.
Because he's up in the morning because of his monsters, okay? He shows up. He doesn't give a shit about the religion. Doesn't give a shit about anything.
But he's there because of the wine.
But he's there, and he says that he's like, oh yeah, I'm into it. But
he's there for the wine, really.
But anything a Josh would do. Think of a Josh. Usually Josh does things sinfully.
Dude, my brother Josh is a cunt.
Yeah.
He's a cunt.
Okay. So, anything that, Christians fucking hate it. Like, okay, so you're gonna, okay. So here's God's whole thing on me, alright?
You're gonna knock your thing out of
He's gonna make a, he's gonna make me, right? He's gonna tell me I rule the earth. And he's gonna put a fucking plant to me.
You know what's
all right? Now listen, I rule all the earth, but he puts this fucking plant next to me, and I wanna touch it. And he goes, yeah, that's fine. But then when I wanna do other fucking creative things with it, he's like, you're a sin. That's a sin. It's like, then why the fuck did you put
you
it
You know
here?
What's great? God.
Literally, he says, don't sin, yada yada, he'll forgive us and we'll go to heaven. Why would you create something with a flaw and expect it not to fucking fail? I ain't gonna build a fucking car without an engine, expect it to start, and when it does it, damn it to hell. The yes. Sinner! It doesn't work because I didn't put no transmission.
You know what's fucking cursed? You know what's cursed, man.
And right? So why would you set up something to fail, and then when it fails, go,
I didn't see that coming.
Right? So no, like, there's a story in there. This is like Abraham's story. And Abraham, he had a barren wife, and he'd always wanted a child, so he prayed to God to have children. And God said he would have offspring as numerous as the stars. And then his barren wife, out of nowhere, gets fucking pregnant after one of their, you know, attempts. Okay?
Yeah.
He always wanted a fucking kid, prayed for a kid, and when that kid was 5, God apparently told him, you have to kill that child, sacrifice him before me on this mountain. So,
God,
you know what fucking Abraham does, this hairless, balding, crazy motherfucker? He takes the 5-year-old child by the fucking collar, drags him up a mountain, puts him on a stone, and is literally about to cut him. He's about to, like, gut his kid. And all of a sudden, God just fucking shows up, and he's just like, no. You have proven your faith to me. Your test that I told you that I was going to test you on, you passed, brother. And instead of killing him, you still got to sacrifice something, so I'm going to give you this fucking lamb. And he kills the lamb instead of his son, and his son lives. And Isaac also believes in fucking death of his son, Isaac. So, you know that Isaac game, the Isaac Reborn, or... It was a game, you know what I'm talking about? Isaac's, the rebirthing of Isaac or something like that?
No.
The Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac, yeah.
Yeah, the Binding of Isaac, okay. That's what it's about, okay? You can get away with anything as long as you're like, God told me to. Because everyone fucking forgave him, and he went out fine. As long as you say, God told me to do it,
that's
the white man's equivalent of going to fucking a convict and going, oh, well, I was insane, and pleading for insanity.
Right.
That's the exact fucking equivalent. I know, fucker.
You know what's fucking weird,
that's the white guy's way
of going... What, you know what's not cool?
Or no, that's... What?
I'm just kidding.
I know, fuck you.
You know what's fucking stupid with God, dude?
Hold on.
I don't want to say stupid because that sounds mean. You know what puzzles me?
You know what? It puzzles me. I'll say that there's something out there, but I'm confused.
You know what puzzles me? What puzzles me, right, is that God's like, I'll give you free will, but if you use it, you're going to hell.
Love it. You know what I mean? Love that. Hold on, I'll finish my bit in a minute.
Yeah, you're on a roll, bud.
Yeah, because I haven't fucking choked and died like all you bitches.
What do you mean, bro? I'm going strong. Smoking that and smoking this. But yeah, I think that's strange how God is like, I'll give you free will. But if you use it, you're going to go to hell. You good, homie?
No.
Definitely.
Got to turn automatic, breathe in the manual.
Gotta turn the automatic, meet the automatic. The automatic breathing the manual.
Yeah, see, there
fuck
goes your fuck. That's how high you are.
Yeah, my voice is cut. Cursed.
Cut. My voice is cut.
Cut?
Holden, how come you, like, left the fucking podcast? Like, you literally said...
You fucking, like, signed out of life.
You literally said, this is, like, the most awesome thing, man, having a podcast. And then you, like, went off.
Who's next?
Holden. Holding your pads in it to your left. Okay, Negros, pass it to your leg.
Shut up, you guinea.
Aw, shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so... No, fuck that.
Okay. I'm in
God
another
told
realm.
Me to do it.
I'm fuck in another that. Realm.
Alright, it's time to do the magic.
The what?
Fuck.
Oh, it's a spaceship, motherfucker. Anyway. So, like, the Bible has, like, a lot of fucking whack story. Like, if you were high, right, and you read the Bible...
Dude,
you're gonna have a good time, but you're gonna feel, like, very embarrassed. You're gonna feel like you hate yourself. You're gonna hate yourself. You're gonna have a good time reading it. Not giving a shit what it says, but reading it and then, like, thinking to yourself, like, dude, there was totally an Andre the Giant or some, like, big Hulk motherfucker fighting a little dude. The little dude just threw a rock at him and won. Like, if you were high, you'd think that's funny.
No,
like,
dude. There's
this big, strong, like, Mike Tyson type walks into the ring, right?
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a fucking Floyd Mayweather looking guy, but he also walks into the ring in the boxing match. And before they fight, Floyd Mayweather just pulls out a whole brick out of his ass and just throws it at him.
Wow. Fucking hits him in the head,
like,
kills him dead.
Yeah, fucking, like, knocks him right in the fucking, like,
God
beams
told
him,
me to do it.
Beams him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just thinking of... What'd you do? He singed him. He got singed.
No, my fucking... The flame went all the way back around my finger and, like, burnt my finger.
What the hell? That flame is
no,
on
no,
the
no.
roll.
So like... You know, reading while high and then, like, wondering, like, some little dude gave a big guy the Arthur fist. The cartoon, like, the Arthur fist.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Like,
dude.
Like, there's tales that on the ending days of the Earth, a seven-headed, like, dragon is gonna come out of the fucking Atlantic. And it's just like, okay.
Like, why the
why,
fuck would
though?
You put
why?
That there, God?
Why? Well, I know why. It's because it's Judgment Day, and Armageddon is passed down to the Earth after Satan is defeated. Earth can no longer stand, and then
fuck killing.
But
Satan,
he saves everyone. He saves everyone who bows and forgives and whatnot.
What? Satan saves everybody or God? Satan or God? Which one?
God will save anyone who.
Where do they go? Because
they just go to heaven, I guess. And for all the people who think about it. Go to God.
If you're kneeling, then you're probably gonna get killed.
No. The people who they're gonna get killed, but their souls are gonna stay with him. And anybody who didn't care, they get to suck God's balls. That's literally how it is. They go to hell.
Why not?
You know what's fucked?
What?
You ever think that rain is just God pissing on you? Today's a good day, time to piss. It's been raining for 3 months.
No, because God, in the belief, God's in another dimension than us that we cannot see or exist in.
This is God's dimension.
Bro, that's some long distance piss if it's going to go through 7 dimensions.
There's a fucking wormhole, dude.
Because he's in the 8th, alright? And he's going to send 7 dimensions worth of piss at us. Whatever. You can believe that.
That'd be a very long. That piss would be old as hell.
That's a long living piss.
That'd be such a fucking dude. Long distance piss. Long distance piss. Cursed piss. What the fuck has become of this podcast?
Where'd you get that?
What?
The can. What is that can?
This?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, it's Diet Crush.
Where do you get it from?
The fridge.
The getting store?
There's only one left.
Yeah, there's only one or two.
Can I get one?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I got this at the getting store. My dad told me that once, and I was like, what the fuck, dad? Stop.
What did he say?
You said, where did you get that? I looked at you and I said, the getting store.
Alright, so I'm going to give you a test.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say a joke, okay? Mm-hmm. If you laugh, it's only because you're high. Are you ready?
Alright,
I'm going to hit this. By the way, 5 minutes from now, we got to do Saturn's.
Yeah, Saturn Mix. That's going to be fun. I want to get that cut on the podcast.
Do it while he's smoking it.
You can. It's just bad.
You're fucking fling it everywhere.
Uh-oh, poopy, stinky, smoke.
You know the fucking, the one game, Dizzy Bats? You need to play Dizzy Bats,
Can you turn that up a little?
Dude, you want to play Dizzy Bats in the backyard? Where you put your forehead on a bat and you spin on the ground really, really fast, and you get fucked and then you fall over? It's grand.
Okay. So what did the deaf, mute, and blind kid get for Christmas?
Deaf kid probably got a set of headphones.
But listen, he's a deaf, blind, and mute kid. What did he get for Christmas?
Deaf.
He's deaf, blind, and mute.
He's deaf, blind, and mute.
Guess what he got for Christmas?
A speech book.
Cancer. That's fucking dumb.
That's fucking... Hey, Preston.
What?
Since you're doing bad jokes about handicapped people...
You got cancer.
What's the hardest part of a wheelchair to eat?
What?
Well, no, fuck! The fucking... I said it wrong. What's the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
What?
The wheelchair.
What's the hardest part about waking up?
What?
My ass and your cock.
My ass and your cock?
My ass and your... I like how you said my ass and your cock.
Did you mean my cock and your ass?
Purposely. Bro, I think I just...
Oh, okay. That my brain...
Might be Steve-O.
Steve-O?
I'm about to Steve-O.
Are you about to smoke pubes?
Did he actually do that?
Yeah, he had a fucking video where he smoked through his bare hands. What you do is you get him and you get the ends of him sticking out. And sort of fine, you fucking suck in the fumes and shit. It comes out as a smoke. It's like a smoke. Because it's burning hair. Yeah.
That's
bad. I don't know why you'd use pubes though.
I've heard there's tales of that gets you high. But you're the worst person.
You are the lowest.
I'm not getting
low.
High with you if that's what you do.
Right.
If I just pull out some fucking 80 a gram dollar weed, right? And you just like pull off a fucking sweaty ass blue collar armpit and then just start lighting that up. I'm punching you in your fucking jaw, dude. Honestly.
Right.
That doesn't even want to make me open my mouth near them because that's right. Coming out of their mouth. That's going into their transvestite infested lung, coming right back out, going through their those dip teeth, the ones that are yellow,
yeah.
Like Fritos.
Yeah.
They have chips out of them.
You should really
Yeah, man.
It was right there, and then I breathe it. So, no, I'm punching you in your jaw if you try.
Right?
Yeah.
Last time we all got fucked up, right. I was talking about old...
We're talking about handicapped people.
Oh, yeah. Sure, that's...
Listen. I met a dude at the hospital. Swear to God, I met my first blind dude, I met him at a hospital.
Right.
Okay? And he hit me with his stick. He turned around, and I was like, hey. And he... I could tell, and I was like, well, I'm sorry, sir, you must be blind. And he's like, yeah, tell me something I don't fucking know. So I was like, the color of my shirt.
God damn it.
You know, there's a tree over there if you wanted to be mean about it. Right. But there's a tree over there. I didn't know if you knew or not.
Dude, that's on my Reddit.
See. But, there's a tree over there. There's a white kid over there. You know what the color white is?
Yeah,
what right. color is the color white?
Well, that depends.
What's a fucking square?
It depends on if they're born blind or if they lived for a while and then they became blind.
Why are we looking at porn? Everyone's high. No one knows what that is.
Dude, that's on my fucking Reddit.
Preston, let me tell you this, right? It depends on how fucked you are, right? Because if you were born blind, then you don't even know any colors. But if you had eyesight, then went blind, then you'd be extra fucked. You dream about seeing it.
When the constant looks to that foe, take it in your heart now, love.
What is this song?
Andromeda.
I fucking love this song.
Yeah, most of the songs we play is because I showed you guys.
Right.
There's only one that I lagged on, and I did know it. I wasn't all hyped about it. That was borderline. I liked it. You know, if I listened to it more, I'd begin to like it more.
Oh, yeah, so, favorite song of this podcast is Andromeda by Gorillaz.
Yeah, to you.
Well,
to you.
It's just the favorite song. You're talking about right. it. That song's fucking smack.
Okay. Okay, so what's your favorite genre of music?
Classic rap.
Yeah, okay, lame. Alright.
Thank you.
That's everyone's. Like, okay. I can't really...
That's just felt like a general, though. If I had to say shit, it'd be, like, probably electronic stuff from the, like, late 80s.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have alternative.
What's your favorite band, then?
Favorite band?
Yeah.
Probably Duran Duran.
Duran Duran?
Yes.
It's not even classic rock.
Yes.
No, I know, I know, no. Is that classic rock band or
what,
hard rock?
What, Hungry Like the Wolf?
No, not that song.
Which one?
Ordinary World's a good
exactly.
one. Girls, Girls on Film.
Oh.
Ordinary World.
Yeah, there's some really good Duran Duran stuff.
I know.
But because they're like...
You know what?
Like
I just...
Stuff.
You know what? Fuck Duran Duran.
But,
The Doors. That's a classic rock
The
band.
Doors,
Duran Duran
yeah.
is new wave.
Yeah, Def Leppard.
Okay.
Def Leppard's a good classic rock.
I think The Doors are better.
No.
The
Doors are good.
All right. What's your favorite band? From 1960 to 1970. Favorite band. And we'll just go up the decades.
Probably Boston or Manfred Mann's.
What is it?
Manfred Mann's.
What about
band.
Bob Seger?
Manfred Mann's.
Yeah, he's
Manfred
up
band.
There.
He's up. Okay. I don't even know what. I never really looked into Bob Seger. I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, Bob Seger, dude, Nightwish, right?
Are you feeling it? I am.
But honestly, I don't know mine.
This might be headlock.
I can just.
But don't though. We need to hear.
I could just
the next episode.
But don't though. Like for somehow.
For something.
For somehow.
Not.
I like that. I like that. For somehow.
For somehow.
Wait,
man.
You bitches. Did you save the last one?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, the can. And Poppy forgot
yeah.
about it.
Okay, yeah. There's one more.
Dude, you want some cheese? There's cheese in there. Kobe Jack. Cheese is slack.
Why are you getting hungry for cheese?
Dude, it's the munchies.
I know it's the munchies. That's why I got the Doritos.
Yeah, they're in the pantry.
Yes.
Let's go.
That's why I bought them. It was 2 for $4.
Myers.
Yeah. Sponsor, Myers.
I really
wait,
hope
no,
this
wait,
is
I shouldn't do that. They shouldn't know that I
No, no sponsors. He's
fuck,
only kidding.
Man.
No sponsors.
Fucking Drake's wanting me to do
what?
It.
Don't do
Patreon.
It.
Patreon.
Oh,
I really want to.
Why?
I like her.
She is not.
Who? Destiny?
What?
Okay, look, I agree with him if she's not, but, I mean, if he does think that she
chasing
is,
a lost love.
Yeah, just chase after her. I ain't gonna... But I will say, you have better girls lined up that you're ignoring.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Like
you
who?
Know, kiss my
like
ass.
Who?
James, just start naming them off. Top 10 classic rock bands, and you're gonna start. Which
after
top 10?
We make
10?
A full lap, then we
like
jump
actual?
Over.
Yeah, actual top
starting
10.
Starting in 1960.
What you think?
1960.
I just said classic rock, but I mean, do you want to do decades?
Yeah, we could do like the decades.
Okay, 60s and 70s. Favorite bands, like top 10 bands.
Beatles.
Okay, everyone's going to have that.
Oh, yeah, if it's going to be the Beatles, we should jump up to 70, right? We all agree it's Beatles.
Yeah, that's the number one. Beatles are pretty good. Smoke a joint. and just listen to, like, the first UK invasion of music.
Alright, so you said one.
What's the other nine?
Oh, you said top 10?
No.
I don't think I have 10 bands from every decade.
That's why you suck. When you got good luck, I don't think I have it either. I probably do.
I mean, fuck, I'll start naming up people that aren't even from that decade.
Come on. Hold.
Almost cut myself.
Huh?
So I almost cut myself.
Top 10 bands from 1960 to
1970. Boston.
Okay.
Hey, we have an intermission at 25 minutes.
We got it.
Yeah, we're going to run overtime until, like, we're done with this game, and then we'll intermission there.
Oh. All right. So, what's top 10 bands? You only got two.
Can we just do Rolling top 10 Stones. Bands of all time?
What's the classic rock? We'll just do a genre.
Better genre, yeah. Yeah.
That's better three. Genre. Just name them off, dude.
Def Leppard.
Uh-huh.
Led Zeppelin.
Van Halen.
Alright, that counts. Van Halen counts. That's six.
Good boy.
How many we got right now?
That's six.
Aerosmith.
Alright.
Aw, oh, dude.
That's seven. Is that it?
Man, I think he's burnt out on ideas.
You're dumb.
Leonard Skinner.
Oh, shit.
Alright, got nine. One more.
Black Sabbath.
Your turn.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You know what? You don't even have to name bands. You need to name, like, singers.
Singers?
Yeah.
I know the band before I do the singer on most things. Shit, we're gonna do Ozzy, the singer.
Okay.
Yeah, Ozzy, shit. Yeah, now I'm gonna jump back to bands. So if we're gonna do that, I'm gonna throw both Black Sabbath and fucking... What the fuck? Yeah, Black Sabbath's a good band. Look at that, the other one. I can't think. Okay, so we're still going with classic rock, right?
Yeah, and you're at... You got eight more.
Van Halen, of course. Could I count the Hager as the other singer? Because you had Halen and then Hager, so there's two other singers. Led Zeppelin, of course.
All right. That's your turn, by the way.
I'm thinking real hard. Def Leppard, Motley Crue. Oh, no, fuck, no, not Motley Crue, Molly Hatchet. Blue Oyster Cult.
Alright,
there you go. Hang on. Rat, maybe? No, AC/DC. I'm not sure if Quiet Riot was out there.
Quiet Riot?
Private Riot, no, Quiet Riot. You know, Mental Health, the album Mental Health, which one of the big ones. Come On, Feel the
Shake
Noise.
Shake your head.
Yeah, that one. You'll bang your head, that shit. Def Leppard, Autograph. Yeah, Van Halen, shit. ZZ Top, too. They were good.
Alright.
Poison.
What?
You've named, like, way more.
Alice Cooper.
Than you were supposed to.
At least I named people.
You want me to do now?
Yeah.
Alright, after this hit, I'll pass it off to Holden, because, like, James is fiending right now.
James craves it. I'll be right back. I left this cigar in the bathroom.
Yeah, this is... Here we go. Our final. Name them when you get back, cunt.
Ooh. What?
Wow. Does that Zippo lighter have fucking snowflakes on it?
No, it's got these, it's supposed to look like the holes at the top of the lighter. Ventilate the heat trap.
Dude, this is as harmful if it's been swallowed. I could try string.
You kill yourself with it, yeah, but don't. But don't do that. Snap, why would you
do that? Stop, why would you do that?
Snap, why would you do that?
Alright. You
don't
want any of these?
Sitting in. What? I got tortilla chips, bro.
Alright. Fucking. Top 10, 60s, 70s. Okay. Alright, well, at number 10, I'm gonna put.
Number 5.
Yeah, I'm gonna put number 5. What's that one band that did Sugar Sugar?
The Archies.
The Monkees.
The Archies. Alright, I'll put them.
Beach Boys. Yeah, Beach Boys. I forgot about them.
Beach Boys, yeah. 70s, right? Queen did come out in the 70s, right?
I think.
Like at the very end?
Yeah, The Time, dude, The Time. That was, yeah. They made one really good song that I recall. Badfinger.
What about the, when was the Scorpions?
I don't know.
Was that 80s? Might have been.
Might have been late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. Blue Oyster Cult.
Fuck yeah. Bubble of a dub.
Jimi Hendrix, I love Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The Beatles? They're at number.
Top
they're
five.
Number 3. They're not, yeah, yeah, definitely. They have to be. They're my top. They're at number 3. Number 2? Gonna be Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah.
George Thurgood and the Heartbreakers. That's number 5. I think Heart should be number 6.
Oh, yes.
Heart. Yeah, I like me some good Heart. Do you know what I have at my number 1?
Let me think. Oh, I'm thinking Led Zeppelin, maybe.
No.
No,
nope, that's number 7. Okay. So my number
Blue
1.
Blue Oyster Cult.
No, I already named that. Blue Oyster Cult's number 9. You only need like a good 2, 3, 4
yeah.
hits. I'm talking about The Doors.
Oh, yeah.
That's number 1.
I forgot you favor The Doors.
Yeah, I favor The Doors in case, in the course of 4 years, they released 6 albums. The band was only a thing for 4 years because Jim Morrison would die. He'd die in his bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
At 1973.
Wubba Wubba Dum Dum.
There's a song, I think it's.
Well, listen.
At the end of the song, it talks about the singer. I think
listen,
it was that died.
End of their 6 albums, they have literally 20 that were considered hits out of the 6. Like, a lot of hits. So, if they just kept coming. Why are you playing Swifty, you bitch?
It's your turn to hit, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. That's a lot.
I hate you.
Continue your story.
About what?
That's what I'm wondering. I want to know more.
You're
talking about if The Doors made more songs before the band broke up.
I mean, look at the numbers.
Right.
Listen, man. Getting drunk all the time, that's probably what killed him. We don't know, because in France, they never, like, check the body. They never mess with the body.
Autopsy.
That's what it is, autopsy. I was looking for the word, but I'm like, stone. And then the minute we gotta do Saturn rings.
Bro, same.
We forgot about the Saturn rings. So, I mean, and the Beatles, the only reason that they didn't make number, was because, I mean, come on, they're like very, they're, you know, a little overrated.
You little submarine, bro.
And it was the way they broke up.
Yeah.
Someone had to put a stop to The Doors. I will say that almost any song in those albums of the Beatles was a hit. Like, their number one thing that they had to do was so long.
Yeah.
There's probably 30 songs on that one CD. Like, that's just number one. And then they had to release another one full of hits. And I gotta tell you, they didn't take...
Elton John.
They didn't take a long time. Elton, okay. Elvis Presley.
Fuck yeah.
I like how that nigga just died.
He's like, I'm gonna die.
Who?
Like, I like people that go out there in times where he was and just, you know... take it over by storm in a way like they said, you know, oh, evil's Elvis is evil. He's gonna take our daughters. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He was a bad kid.
But goddamn, he was the king.
Yeah, dude. Like, okay, he was basically today's Logan Paul.
Right.
But, like, in a good way.
He wasn't as fucking horrible.
No, he wasn't as, stupid.
Wait. Monkey Jones, maybe, would you say? No. No, never mind. That's a bad comparison.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like he is, like, he symbolizes, the modern-day rappers and shit. Like, the older people didn't like him, and they felt that it was evil. That's what we have a lot of rap music.
Oh, shit. What about, what's his name? He did... Oh, my God.
Stand By Me?
No. I know about Benny King. There's Sam Cooke.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Can't love me some Sam Cooke, but... Van Morrison.
Yes, dude. Brenna Girl's a good one.
Van Morrison. Yeah.
I wanted to say him earlier. Fucking forget why. I probably forgot about it.
I think... When was The Pretenders? When was Cars?
I don't know, dude. Cars are good, too.
Yeah, man, it's horrible. And Janis Joplin, Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. Dude, our teacher dressed up as Joan Jett the one day of school.
What about 90s?
90s?
Oh, yeah. 80s and 90s, like punk rock.
Yeah, dude. Fucking 80s, dude. Daft Punk came out in the 90s, right?
Think, yeah. Sometimes
it was like late 90s, I feel.
Yeah, I was around then.
Fuck, that's... Yeah, so Daft Punk. Be a good one. More 80s.
Alice in Chains, Metallica.
By the way, you're on intermission.
Yeah. What?
The intermission.
Oh, yeah, we can run that after we can name in some more stuff, yeah. But I almost forgot about it. Thanks, man. Shit. Why don't I remember any now? Like, at all.
Alice in Chains.
Pink Floyd, dude.
Pink... Oh, okay. Yeah.
Pink Floyd. I don't know if they did.
That's what we missed on this playlist. Yeah. Pink Floyd.
Hall & Oates, definitely in the 80s, dude.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah, okay.
Hall & Oates.
Drive.
I hate this song because of that. Like, they played this in Myers today, and I was like, God damn it. These Broken Wings.
Dude, Broken Wings is a good song, too.
Mm. Is it by Toto?
No, I don't think.
It's Mr.
Yeah. This song is good, dude.
It was Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Lincoln 82, Nirvana, Alice in Chains.
I didn't really get into Nirvana, like, ever.
What?
Yeah, I think I only knew the songs that were on the radio, and that was it.
No, did you ever, you never liked them?
No, I just never made an effort to figure, like, to see if I'd like their music or, like, check them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I probably heard one of their songs a million times and just never knew.
Oh, shit. Korn.
Korn, dude.
Pantera. Fucking, Dead and Bloated.
Good shit. What about Air Supply?
No, Stone Temple Pilots is who I meant.
Where, didn't Air Supply? I feel like Air Supply is, like, yeah, 70s. Aha, dude. Take on me, 85, dude. Shit. Animotion.
Oh, Bowling for Soup.
Dude, Animotion.
Alright.
Yeah. Fucking.
You ever heard of a song called Falling Away from Me? It's by Korn.
Huh?
It's by Korn.
Dude, the B-52.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Panorama, The Bangles, Barry Manilow.
I didn't know you were talking about a Korn song.
Beach Boys, Beastie Boys, Bee Gees.
You're just looking at that, you Birdland. Cheating bitch.
These are all the artists that I have.
Oh.
Billy Idol, Billy Joel, Billy Ocean, Billy Squire.
Yeah. What about, oh my god, your son Uptown Girl?
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol, yeah. David Bowie.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, and one of the biggest.
Black Sabbath, Blondie, Oyster Cult, yeah.
Queen.
Bob Seger, Bobby Brown, Bobby Caldwell, the Bobby Fuller Four, Bon Jovi, Boston, Bruce Springsteen, Bryan Adams, Buddy Holly, The Byrds, Carpenters, Carr.
But I will say, I was never, okay.
Cheap Trick, Chicago.
No, there you go, Cheap Trick.
The Clash, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio, that's a good song. Crowded House, Culture Club, Cutting Crew, Cindy Lauper, Daft Punk, Hall & Oates, David Bowie and Mick Jagger, Dead or Alive, Def Leppard, Depeche Mode, Devo, Diana Ross.
Oh shit, Weezer.
Yeah, dude, Weezer 2, Don Henley, The Doors, Dr. Phillips, Dragon Sound. Durant.
Who's that one guy that sung?
Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles, shit.
Shit.
AC/DC?
Yeah, man. Europe?
Ah, shit, Europe, there you go. There's the other one.
Fat Boy.
What?
Fast Way.
Maybe something like
that. I don't know.
It's like a metal band, kind of.
For what?
Well, Mike Campbell.
So we need to take this to an intermission?
Yeah, man, we do. We really do. Come back in a short. Alright, we're back after our brief intermission. We come back with this little homie has something to say.
What?
The Patrick line.
Oh, said, what? Yeah. No, that's not cool. That's just a high idea. You have
it
weed
was
brain.
Funny.
It was funny.
It was funny.
Because, you know, James over here didn't know he ate all the fucking chips, so he's like, where all the chips go? And he sees that I have a fucking chip. You stole my only food. Now I'm gonna stoop.
Never mind.
Head ass. Not knowing you can eat, like, a fucking bag a second, head ass.
Man.
Pickle shin ass boys, dang ass boy. It's there.
What?
It's there.
It's there. I think this is Plastic there. Beach. I think it's Plastic Beach. Yeah, it is Plastic. Yeah, it's a Plastic Beach classic. If you are a Gorillaz fan, this is definitely one of the big ones that everyone knows.
Yeah.
This is definitely one of the ones that they are introduced to. Most people are introduced to Gorillaz in the song called Feel Good.
Oh, yeah.
Feel Good Incorporated.
Yeah, that's a good fucking song.
I wanted to show you that song, but I didn't know if you would like it because of the rapping.
I was actually introduced to the song through the song Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
I was about to do
Dirty
that.
Harry, that's an... Oh, my God, that's another good one. Especially the one without the rapper. Where it's just the music. I just love the keyboard.
Oh, you're talking about Clint Eastwood's movie?
Nope. Dirty Harry is a song by the Gorillaz.
It's a good one.
Impressed.
It's your turn, bro.
Oh.
Lord, help us, the much you have said in. May us all. May the most full man live. Because we're all dying.
What the fuck are you saying about me, starvation. Guinea? Are you talking about me, you shitbag?
Maybe.
Well, he has a small cock, and I've seen it. I guess. You act like I don't, like I have it.
That sound you made was me literally fucking choking.
What?
On my pizza.
Oh, yeah, because because you weren't ready.
Whose cock?
His cock.
You saw my shit?
I...
Were you impressed?
What'd you just say? I saw my ship?
I said, did you see my shit?
Oh. I'm just imagining you just coming to me and just being like, hey Preston, here's my literal shit.
I have a whole ass shit.
He has a whole ass shit and he's coming. What?
We need to spin.
Saturn rings. Are you ready?
This song is the perfect song to do it to.
Actually, you know what, then here. You go, he'll just hit after, like... Just you go, then, like, cause you guys have to like get a hit in and then do it, and then we'll just pass it off to you and you'll have what's left. Dude, you have a big ass mouth.
How rude!
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, but I'm just looking at you, dude. You know who you fucking look like? John Galifianakis with his big ass eyes and his fucking mouth.
F.
Or, no, it's not. It's Zach. No, it's not even him. It's Gil. God damn it. Gyllenhaal for something like that?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah. He looked like that guy.
Nah. Whatever that is.
god. Great.
I'm not gonna lie. I can tell why Ash does this. It takes away all,
really?
It takes away all your anger, sadness, everything, and you just feel wrong.
Yeah, it feels like you're being neutralized.
Right?
Oh, fuck.
Get up. You got to get up.
Oh, weak ass.
You got to do it. Like now. Golden, you didn't smoke this till we're done.
I got to hang on to my lighter for good luck.
Right.
Hey, fuck.
Like, you got to be standing to do Saturn because that's where we're done.
Dizzy bat.
No. When you do it, focus on the other people spinning, and your vision's gonna lag.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna play a quick game. We'll be back after a very brief intermission.
Baked.
Oh yeah, we're back from that brief intermission.
We're baked.
You made me want to shit myself. Shut up.
You make me want to shit myself.
That's good. That's a genuine roast I haven't heard. You know.
You're. Your entire existence causes piss stains on my pants.
Impressive.
What?
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
What is that?
You make me want to piss and shit and
I like disappeared.
My nuts are for your entire... I nut for every time your heart beats. You are the bane...
You're like right there.
Yeah, it's just by like my forehead.
You're the bane of my existence.
Oh, man.
Every shit I take, I'll be thinking of your dumb fucking ass.
Every piss I take?
Every shit I take. It's usually because you fucked up.
Oh, okay.
You make me want to shit myself. Just straight up shit, like dookie. Like, make me want to poo-poo dookie duke on me diapy wipey because I saw your face.
Just on the fucking floor or some shit?
Yeah, just like crying in the Walmart dying from my poopy. Uh-oh, stinky in the middle of the fucking hallway because you want to be a little bitch. Uh-oh.
I can just look away from you.
Stinky, you shut up. Now I gotta shit in the middle of my job because you're here. Uh-oh, poopy.
Just look left and right, just making you shit yourself.
What?
Every time you look at me, right? So I can
every
look away, and then you
won't
see my face. And then I will look back and you see
everybody
my face again, and then you shit.
Everybody fucks. No. Okay.
What?
I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. It's real nigga hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
Much loveliness. It's only been 7 minutes into this podcast.
Where is the lighter?
It's in Frick right now.
No, I have it right now.
I don't know where Frick is though, so you gotta go find it.
Where's the Frick? Probably in here.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm trying to go show it right here. Oh, yeah.
Lovely. Alright.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Let's talk about, you know what? Let's talk about politics. It always works. Yeah. So, tell me.
Have you seen the letter?
What's your politics look like, Kelly? What's your politics look like, huh? What kind of supporter are you? Tell us so we can fucking hate you viciously.
You still
please.
Got your Zippo?
Yeah.
Cause I'll...
It's weird on there.
Yeah, it's not really gonna work. Cause the flame sticks straight up.
Okay, well, I can still...
You can try.
They can try.
Be careful with my red star.
Why?
It's my only son.
Oh, okay then.
Well? What? Huh? You like fucking Trump, do you?
No.
Come on, let it out. Just let it out.
I want Obama back.
Okay.
Obama was good.
He was also very weak.
But
listen.
He was goddamn
everything
funny.
You say, I'm going to disagree and argue with you about. Everything.
Yeah.
I don't care which side you're on, because I'm on neither.
Do I have to pick a side? Because I don't associate with a side.
Yeah, you do. You're out of
No, I don't, dude. Like, no. Yes, I don't like it. It's weird.
What? You're talking about your politics?
I'm an individual.
How do you feel about the LGBT community?
They're fine, man.
No.
Dude, deadass, yeah.
No, you're a guinea, okay?
No.
Yes, you're a white guy.
I'm not
so
a fucking
I know what
guinea
you think.
Pig.
I know what you fucking think.
Tell me, what do you think I think?
You think walls can stop the transgenders. I'll have you
walls?
Know. Walls.
Fucking walls.
I'm just
that's inhumane. Why would
walls,
you put people behind
walls?
Walls? Because they're though, different.
Everybody who gets, like, let's say some dude wants a sex change, as soon as his balls clip, like a fucking stone wall just comes out and, like, fucking uppercuts the nurse, just like, oh no, and then, like, you'll know from now on what Joe, who he really was.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking wall.
But that's not fucking cool at all. That's not cool.
No,
That makes me think that you're that way, and that's why you mentioned that.
Me? About
yeah.
What?
LGBTQ stuff. You said as soon as you're any one of those, like a stone wall just erects up next to you.
No. No.
That's,
no.
What, you were, that's what you just
no.
Described.
Yeah, to you. Because you're... No, that's because I'm a funny guy. Shut up. Like, I think of funny shit.
You're a funky fella.
Not
and I'll tell you what, though. They don't bother me one bit. As long as they're not, like, toxic about it. And, like, if they come at me...
That's every white guy?
Yeah, no, like, if they come at me for some reason, like, oh, you're heterosexual? You're wrong. I'd be like, whoa, wait a minute.
Or something like that?
I respected your difference. Why can't you respect mine?
No, it's fine.
So does that in your pocket?
It's fine.
But
you
know, I don't like
know.
That.
I
guess. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's...
Check out
I don't know
what
that Zippo thingy is.
No, the other one, the black lighter.
Oh, I thought this was—I thought this was the lighter. It's just this, the comb.
Fucker! Hey, what on the floor?
It's not on the floor.
Uh oh, stinky.
Holden was the last one to have it.
What?
Pocket check.
Pocket check.
Look.
Check his pocket. He's being defensive.
You could have had a million good things with that.
Both of these fucking pockets are empty.
Oh, that's a jacket with many pockets, you bitch. That's a Soviet jacket. I already know.
There's only two pockets on this
you,
thing.
You know, you got the strap.
There's literally only two pockets.
And I got the clap on your dumb ass.
There's literally two fucking pockets.
Ah,
okay,
what
the fuck?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Look at that. If you tilt it up, literally the flame just goes up.
Yep,
you
be careful though,
up,
if it gets too hot.
Goes, like, where I don't want it to go.
If the
Zippo
gets
like,
too hot, it'll like, the rest of it'll catch on fire in your hand.
Okay.
Yeah, like the fucking thing I was even talking about. I'm not gonna make it happen, I'm gonna like, point at it and describe shit.
It's got a strong spring.
Yeah, the spring is this little piece of metal right here. It's shaped on this, so you push it, and then it snaps this way. You push it this way, and it snaps. So it's like a piece of metal with like a bend in it.
Yeah.
Like my arm's piece of metal, and there's like a little bump. So a piece of metal, one way, will sit in front of it. And then it will move the other way. It sits this way like that.
Couldn't find it.
But if you burn these for too long, either the wick will get way down inside of the cartridge, then the whole thing gets really hot, and fire spits up from the sides, which is bad. If the wick gets burned on the way down, pretty sure that happens. Yeah, but I know sometimes you get too hot, and then like it burns your fingers, and you drop it, and that's bad because they don't go out when you drop
it.
Let me see
it. These things don't go out when you drop it. Like not usually. Like especially if you're on carpet and you drop it. Oh no, it's gonna like burn the fuck out of the carpet and burn your house down. So that's like why you don't use them a lot because they get warm. You get scared and drop it because it's just hot. Like, oh fuck, it's hot. Drop it on the floor. Goodbye house. As an investment climb to deal with. Also the flint wheel gets hot too. Well, the steel wheel. That's real. This right here, the screw.
I'm pretty pissed.
You unscrew that, and that's where the flint is.
Help me, brother.
And then you lift this up, and you spray the lighter fluid in there. It looks like a little thing.
What the fuck?
Hey.
The lighter.
You put it in here like that, and then it closes up.
I mean, I don't have it, so I don't know where the fuck
it is. Is it upstairs?
No, I didn't go upstairs. Are you sure it's not anywhere in your fucking pockets?
Or? Yeah, pocket checking.
I knew there's nothing in those pockets. I meant the other pockets.
There's no pockets on there. Did someone put it in the handle of the knife?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's even a screw. It does unscrew. I know the fucking thing unscrews.
Yeah, and the screws.
Nothing. It's waterproof.
It's very waterproof.
That pocket has
sort of. Yeah, it's got rubber. It's got rubber rings and shit. That means that the blade isn't gonna withstand a lot of shit because it's on a full tang, so the blade can break at the hilt. That's not good. But other than that, it's a pretty good little knife for $10. Is it my turn?
That's what I'm saying. The lighter is just non-existent. That thing will burn your fingers. Trust me, there's no way.
Yeah, it is.
The other is you twist the.
Yeah.
Damn.
I hated everything about you for like 2 seconds.
Who? Woo! Are you like on crack?
Woo!
Oh, that's a thick woman.
Oh,
that's my. A milf.
Slider. Yeah, that is okay. That is a nice looking one.
Kind of old trickery, kind of. What kind of?
Oh, it might have like flung out of a pocket or something whenever we're playing
Fetter Rings.
What kind
of sorcery? Well, I don't have pockets. So, I'm
clearly. Dang! Goddamn. Yeah, we're missing the lighter right now, so we can't persist with a normal lighter. We have to use the Zippo.
Unless you want to use the good lighter.
Dude, that shit was. I'm not gonna lie, though.
Why are you smiling, bro?
Paper towel, what do you mean?
Alright, here.
Paper towel.
I'm giving you a passing the torch. I'm retiring after this.
What do you mean?
I'm done.
With?
Everything.
Switch. He's lying. Movies. He's lying. I already know.
Everyone look away. You look away and you look away.
This is both. This is Mr. Casting this down.
Alright, here we go. 3, 2, 1, here you go. Passing the torch. Passing the torch, man.
Man, fuck you. You're such a fucking white guinea.
The hell, why?
Because.
Why? How? Fucking how?
Hold on. Every time you say gang gang.
When do I say gang gang?
The Ku Klux Klan member. Or no, the Ku Klux Klan gains a member. Every time a white guy says gang gang.
When did I say gang gang?
The Ku Klux Klan.
Gang gang!
When did I fucking say gang gang? When
yeah,
did I say that?
Another KKK member.
Gang gang! Gang gang! Gang
born into the fucking earth.
Gang gang.
You stupid bitch.
Gang gang!
Can you at least give him the torch?
Oh, gang gang! Gang gang! Gang gang!
Who am I giving the torch?
Gang gang! Gang gang!
Dude, give him the fucking lighter. I'm gonna beat it out of you.
I have a lighter.
I
Wait,
watched
you.
I fucking watched you.
Do what?
I fucking watched you.
Look.
Oh my
have...
god! Look.
Oh. This is a Dorito.
And what is that?
What is it?
It's a Dorito.
Dorito. It's in my pocket. I don't have it. It's in my pocket, man.
It's in your pocket.
No.
I watch you put it in your pocket. Look, look, look. Now this one, this pocket has a fucking hole in it. It can fall out. Kind of like keychain. Oh yeah, I'm sure. Dude, deadass. Fucking Preston, come here. No. Look at my ass. Where is it? Check my pockets, dude. Deadass. I don't have it. Okay, look at me, bro. Bro, I'm about to hit you the balls. No. His album? His album? Why not? Why not your balls? Let me see it. No, you want to feel? No, I don't want to feel. I just want to see your balls.
Dude, I'm gonna rape you on podcast, bro.
Yeah.
It's gonna be ASMR. Big guy gets like dirty fucking tan person and rapes the shit out of him. Fucking, where's the lighter? Where's the lighter? Where's the lighter?
I don't know.
Just give him the lighter.
Just give
him the fucking lighter. No. The torch has died. The torch is dying under a fucking table.
Oh,
ah,
man.
Take this, the torch.
No, illegal.
Give me the fuck. Yes, I do. No, you bitch.
Staff.
Give me it.
I can get up. Fucking.
No, you really don't, though, because you're under a table. So I don't think you are going to get up.
Oh, let me show you something. Ah, stop it. Don't bony me for a moment.
Don't bony you for a moment?
Those are some nice
bony
pair of tits. Look at that. Nice pair of tits.
Okay, I don't know where it is. Where? Where's your fucking... Where's the lighter? You said... He said that you needed to give me.
I hid that motherfucker in my sock.
Fucking gross.
I'm fucking white. That's what I am.
Okay. Come here. 34.
I'm such a stereotype white person, apparently. What's funny? Oh, my.
I'm sorry I'm looking at this like God. God.
You make me want to shit myself.
That's bad. Don't say that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that older lady.
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. My mouth fell. What? Why are you mad?
Oh my God.
You're just fucking mad because your football team's trash.
What?
Dude.
Football team? What?
Preston.
Yeah. Why are you watching porn on the pot, man?
God damn it.
I'm not No, you don't. They have no evidence. See? Look at that. They have no evidence.
Fuck, we're going to have fucking parties?
God damn.
We're
just going to have a big party? Yeah. On today's podcast, we'll be jerking Holy off the fucking shit. Toes.
Here, take this. She's
Why like, are you giving
what
it to
the
me?
Fuck?
Why? I'm gonna punch you.
Shit. Oh, she's looking at his ball. She sucks the dick, man. That's a girl right there.
You need to stop watching porn.
I guarantee my girl does better.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
Man, the audience is getting more than me. Shit.
Shit.
Respect the audience.
Okay. Sure.
Man. Why did you have to say that?
What?
The fucking joke, you like, I bet my girl could do more. I'm like, oh. It's getting a bit personal.
Well,
now.
No. She does my own personal kinks, man.
Yeah, that's everything. That's like she loves to do it.
And that's like.
Calibrated individual.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you return the favor, too.
They're actually really weird.
Yeah. I've heard about some weird shit.
What's the weirdest shit you heard of?
Well, I don't want to be like a lame boy.
No,
and say cock and ball torture is a weird one.
You don't like cock and ball torture?
No, do not. But I will say that another weird one is.
Well,
I got
some bad news for you. I'm just kidding, but. Oh no!
Oh fuck!
God, there literally goes my relationship.
Tell me.
So no head? Fuck!
Yeah, but you don't have a blunt to smoke in with, you bitch.
Oh yeah. So cock and ball torture is bad. But where I think it gets worse is either bestiality or stat fetishes or like kinks.
Oh God, I don't like... Okay.
Yeah, well, those are bad.
I know someone who is. I know one of my friends is. Mm. Into shit.
Okay. Oh, at least not bestiality?
No, not bestiality.
Okay, good.
No. Dude, there's like a good 3 people that we know that are definitely like into yiff shit, dude.
Oh,
like,
no.
But it's not like the cutie anime yiff shit. It just happens to be the ones that are more realistically like American bullshit. I'm like, uh-oh. Uh-oh, horsies. Dudes.
No, my man Danny DeVito.
Uh-oh, no.
Look at that shit. My man Danny fucking DeVito.
Trash man's coming.
The trash man.
I feel it coming, baby.
I don't feel anything coming. I think it's... Bro, what if that's a fucking abortion song? I feel it coming. I feel you coming, baby.
Shit, but now I don't feel it anymore. Like it's describing the birth process.
I guess. I just had a weed idea, so that one was stupid.
That wasn't bad, though. Honestly.
What wasn't bad?
The song you made.
Oh.
The I feel it coming. That was good. That could have been fucking...
Shut up.
That is some... I need to put that... Write that down. When that solo not blazed, I can, like, make a song. To make an 11-year-old play a guitar to
Fuck
it.
Fuck you, man.
I'll make a play the guitar, dude. I'll threaten his Legos. I'll be like, motherfucker, you play this song, I'm gonna
Wait,
break the Legos.
You wanna start spinning again, or...?
No.
Why?
I do.
Yeah, come on.
Why are you... They haven't hit the end of it yet.
Okay, fine. If you do it, I'll do it.
No, do it at 40 minutes.
What?
40 minutes where we're gonna stop. So that's where we're calling it a close on this for the second half. Yeah. So name some other weird shit that you're into. Well, that just came to your
whatever. We're gonna fucking.
No, I don't think we're naming personal shit. It was just the weirdest shit that we know of, right?
Yeah.
Which, your turn.
You ever heard of Vore?
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, I forgot about that shit.
That's not.
I tried to forget about
that's
that.
That's not all okay, man.
Hey, I got a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ever had, like, a heart broke before? Like, someone break
your heart? Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
You ever have, like, you know, fucking rip ass in the bathroom?
But,
you ever
you
just
know,
go, you ever just go, and then, and fucking live?
Oh my
God, I'd be breathing.
No, it was on my
mama.
I'd
be breathing,
man.
And
what were you saying,
saying about
being heartbroken?
Well, the bad thing about being heartbroken is, especially guess it took away from you. Especially your pop.
Did you just go off to Destiny, please? Like, can you, like, go and, like, fuck her?
And, you know, it feels like
can
the same way.
Can you stick your dick into something? Like,
no, it feels like you're going through airport security.
Oh.
Yeah. Honestly. Because airport security is like, you have any contraband, sir?
You have any cock and balls?
Let me see, everything that you own, everything personal is contraband. So you put all your shit down from the scanner or whatever and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you go through, they said, is that everything? Just tell them it's your fucking heart.
Mm.
Okay.
Just tell them it. Get your heart fucking removed.
Get your heart fucking removed. Like how you like moaningly said, get your heart fucking removed.
This is the best advice.
Like you just went all deaf. Like, never fucking heard the main speaker. Why are you chopping me, Robert?
This
nigger.
This is my best advice towards you.
You said the N-word.
God
this
fucking damn it.
Don't you know it's no nigga November?
You
can't say the N-word.
This is the best. This is the best advice I'm going to give you.
Oh no,
what?
Bro.
Okay, this is the best advice I'm ever going to give you.
What?
Fuck love. Make porn.
Uh-huh.
I'm dead ass serious about that.
Shut
fuck
up,
love,
Robert,
make porn.
Nutsack.
I'm about to go into a fucking gang apartment and get shot in my throat, shot in my leg, and shot in my body and somehow fucking live.
Wait.
Because that's what Robert De Niro did in The Taxi Driver.
I'm gonna get shot in the head, I'm gonna get shot in the balls, I'm gonna be shot in the ass, I'm gonna get shot in the colon, I'm gonna get shot in the knee, I'm gonna get shot in the shin, I'm gonna get shot in the whole body, and still fucking live.
I didn't say that, though.
Get shot in the arteries, get shot in the cells, rip out the fucking...
Bro.
But, like, you just totally just... Get fucking shoot me with a tank. Do it.
Rip
I'll
open my
back.
Atoms and, like,
if
shoot my whole body
atom,
and
there
fucking...
Would be a fucking
live.
Black hole.
Just shoot me with a fucking tank, make it easy.
Just completely dismisses the atom bomb and just like, yeah, if you rip a fucking atom, just a black hole appears. Space sends the fucking cops when we start fucking with atoms.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Space sort of sends, like, the police when it comes to atoms breaking. They just sort of, like, send this hole over and it... It just kind of removes the whole scene. It just takes the trip pretty south.
Like, what does black hole look like, honestly?
It's, you know, you can't see it. All you can see is the outlines of the light rushing into the darkness. You
so
can't
that
really
happens,
see one.
Well, fuck.
There was one almost that pastor.
Dude, if it sucks in light, the fastest thing like ever, we're fucked. Unless we can go faster than the speed of light, we're done.
Dude, it literally sucks in light.
Light. Sucks in light.
What if,
light atoms.
What happens if it's dark?
Or atoms, whatever. Dude, if fucking.
What happens if we just
the only
light.
Way you can see
you're
anyway
dumb.
Is
that's
because
not,
you can
no.
see you can see the light bending.
Yeah.
Like it fucking sucks in just
you can
light
see
molecules.
The light
so, we just, so we can't turn our fucking lights off?
No, it's still sucking shit in. I'm just
what
trying to give
we
you the
turn
power.
Everything
no.
off.
And he's telling you this, that if it can suck in light, make light get sucked in the fastest thing
fuck.
In the known universe.
You know what that
fuck.
Means? We have to turn off the fucking sun.
You're
dumb.
No, dude. No.
You're dumb.
If it can suck in light, which goes like one light year.
It's me like hating you.
Or whatever.
Like me looking at you and hating you.
It's everything. Bigger than that, ain't it? I gotta look at the bigger picture.
Ain't it? It's bigger than that, ain't it?
The galaxy. We have to turn off the galaxy.
I thought my boss like talked about my penis today, but she was only talking about peanuts, so I got pretty sad.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm really not though. Like me and Thomas, we're doing shit, and then she says like peanuts. Mm. But she says it like it's peanuts. Penis. But everyone else was just like, did she just say penis?
Huh?
No, she said peanuts, but
penis.
Uh huh. Very funny.
It's not pianist. It's penis.
I'm done with you.
Penis. That's great.
Pianist.
Every word you say just like sucks.
It's so like brutally
honest. Hey, Bob,
what's like? What's the funniest fucking insult you can come up with?
The panini head looking ass motherfucking nigga. You talking to me like that, Baba bitch? I'll hit you with my newspaper. Get back in your house, you dumb fucking lint.
Bro, you flick me with your newspaper, bro. I'm gonna shove every page, read it to you up your ass. Like,
I'm gonna feed that shit to you. I'm gonna
dude,
make
I'm
it
gonna
shit.
Shove it so far up your ass, you're gonna be shitting out text.
Exactly. Take that, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
I'm tired
what
of all
said,
these motherfuckers.
I'm tired of all these bitches
I'm like
showing
a
up and shitting in my yard.
Boss.
Fucking. These bitches are like out of here.
Shitting in your yard?
They're shitting in my yard.
They're shitting
nude,
in your yard.
Nude ass,
in your
hairless,
fucking getting
fucking
in your
hillbilly. So it's that redneck girl
shit.
Ass.
Like
redneck girl ass with ginger hair and a fucking jean fucking hat shitting in my fucking yard.
No, that's illegal. No, fuck, that doesn't feel
well,
right.
Well, those jank ass hillbilly boys that don't think brushing their teeth is like awesome. Yeah, they're shitting in my yard, dude. All naked and hairy. Hate it.
No, stop. Oh, fucking God. Being touched is
the
not
guys good. That eat mayonnaise sandwiches for dinner. Those people. They're shitting in my yard.
Alright. Trying to get with his destiny, girl.
Why?
What? Oh my God. Fucking do it then. Alright, do it.
Like,
do it. And if guess what? You're just gonna wait this long, then quit.
What?
Ooh. Then quit.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh.
Then quit.
Smoke. I'm not going to. You know how many times I quit before?
No!
Then quit.
He did quit. 1,000 times he quit.
I'm sorry, okay?
What was that?
No, he's not.
My asshole.
Look, I'm only
I was just shy.
That's all those
well,
girls
as
just...
you can say, psh, hold on, I'm only shy. He ain't no fucking shy.
Hey,
I was shy.
My ass.
I was shy.
Yo, you
excuse
play the
me,
circle
penis.
Game?
Wasn't I shy? Have I ever been
what's
shy?
What's circle game?
Fucking why? Why would
Saturn?
You ever think so?
Have
yeah.
I ever been
no,
shy?
You, no, this circle game.
Two girls
you know this?
Kiss my ass. We're playing
especially
Saturn.
Emily.
Fuck.
Did you see any connection
this game right here?
Us?
Below no. The waist circle.
That's because
hand?
I didn't want to. I was shy.
That game. The game you play at like in like fucking first grade.
Get the fuck out of here and come spin with me. Okay,
right.
Come on.
Dude, watch this shit.
I'm done waiting on you.
Watch this shit, dude. Watch. He gets got. Oh Lord. Dude, check it though. Homie gets got.
Hi, guy.
It's my dad's name.
I know that.
Guy
it's
Fiero.
Also was that's my second middle name.
Guy Fiero. Guy Fiero.
Like technically, I have a second middle name.
Preston Guy.
Edward.
Bender.
No, Preston Edward Guy Bender. Yeah.
Preston Edward Guy Bender.
Guy. Oh no. No, just Guy Bender because I'm like you know gay.
Those are the liners.
Uh oh, gender bender.
Uh oh, stinky.
Is that the
what is?
Emma.
Dude, I thought you were about to kiss me. Like
no,
I felt like
no,
fucking
I'm sitting
you.
All the way the fuck over here.
I got a pet, but I'm gonna send kissy sounds over a phone. Shut up.
Oh, it's fucking speaker. It's fucking broken.
Shut up.
I'm trying to show you a video about Peter
Patton
saying how much he hates.
Why are you
the
talking?
N-word.
How you sound?
Listen, watch shit. Do that. He said the N-word.
Skybender!
Oh, man. We made a swastika out of Rubik's snakes one time.
I'm cool.
It was bad. We had to stop.
Skybender?
What?
N-word. Skybender.
N-word.
You bend guys.
Oh, no shit, dude. No fucking shit.
God,
Skybender.
Dude.
Those pieces of art took a bite out of, so I wouldn't like it.
Really great, cool. That
sure.
was literally what people said to my dad, though. Like, in high school.
He bends guys.
Yeah.
God.
Bends this over, guys.
Guy.
Look at this guy, he's funny.
It's over, guys.
Did you see he came from North Union?
No, because I don't care about him.
Oh, I didn't know if that was
you. Who are we talking about again?
What, me?
Yeah.
I don't know, some homie was like, yo.
Guy Bender.
Yeah, so I mentioned something about North Union.
Guy Bender.
Oh, yeah, North Union, you know who it was?
Hello, Guy Bender, how are you?
And they're like, oh, well, if you could get a name, I'd probably know him. I was like, alright, cool. And I never told him the name of the person because I didn't know it at the time.
Brownies?
We're gonna get fucked.
I'm cooking brownies. Moving up that hotline.
I am coming out with the clutch.
Dude, what were you... Do that thing you were talking about.
What is this?
Dude, someone needs to take a picture of me.
I know. I shall take this task.
I'm just like...
He's so, like, into
like
it, man.
Full, like, photo of
hotline!
I wanna get, like,
what is that?
That was
hotline?
What he said. No, it was something he said, but he ain't repeating
flush?
It because he's being a bitch.
Maybe
like. Why is this a fucking photo? You're not an actor, you bitch. You're a fucking human being that just has a cool hat because he had, like, a friend with $20.
Hold on.
Why are you trying to Ozzy Osbourne, you dummy?
That was overly specific.
Your love for my pictures have fallen off.
Uh-oh.
You must like, comment, and share before you know how I feel. I'm going to feel. I'm going to feel.
What?
That's, I don't know. I'm high, dude. Everything... I can't make sense. Do you expect... It's your turn! Why are you taking so long? Oh my god, you are the worst.
There's a lighter. I didn't know where it was.
You suck. You literally, like, butt suck, bro. You suck booty.
Let the fuck the can.
You do. You dookie sniffer.
You fucking suck the can too.
You dookie.
We all do, man.
What?
Oh, that's the grease. Oh my god.
What's
you
this, bro?
Shitty. What is? We're still talking about fetishes. Weird.
Oh my god.
What? Boar's just weird.
Yeah,
anything that has to do with slime,
or
I get rubbing.
Like,
I get
slimer tentacles or
just
whatever.
Slime. Just tentacles, I understand. Okay? I know how that sounds, but like, in a way, I understand it where it's just like, oh man, there's a lot of these wet, sticky, slippery things going into my body.
Uh oh.
That's about it. Uh oh.
I'm gonna fantasize about this after I take
yeah,
my kids.
Yeah, slime though.
Yeah.
Slime. And they make it look like cum, too. So, like, and then they cum in the cum. That's so weird. You know what I mean? Like, there's some of it.
Adding to the mass of cum?
Send that to me. Okay.
It's just weird.
Hold him, Holloway.
Yes, my good
How
sir.
Are you, good sir? I'm
doing great.
You want to see a picture?
Oh, sure. Let me. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know this song, Kelly?
I know it all too well.
Set Holden.
Holden, get your dumbass over here. Get your dumbass over here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 2 minutes till you're spinning, because you said you would.
Yeah. At 40 minutes, I'm going to do it. It's 40 minutes and 20 seconds.
No, no.
It was 4:02 of 40:20. Man, this song is cool. You should fucking your fillet with this comb, because then you won't die. It'll feel like a knife. But you are not gonna die. Mm-hmm. It'll just do this to you. And, like, stab you in the hand. And you'll cry about it. Mm-hmm.
Why are you a greaser?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do know. It's because you're tan and you're just like, bro, I look like Pony Boy. And now I'm Pony Boy. Because I read a book. But I'm really not.
Look, I'm not tan.
I'm not. I'm not.
You're just pale.
No, you're dumb.
I'm not
tan,
you're just
okay,
pale.
You're tanner than him, and you're tanner than three guys in this room. You're fucking lying. Okay? If you're tanner, no, shut the fuck up. If you're tanner by more than two guys, there's a problem, okay? And it's not because you're just tan. It's because there's something that doesn't
black.
Belong here.
And what if both the guys are black? I'm not tanner than they are.
No, you're not.
So it means I'm not tan at all.
Shut the fuck up. You're not what? Tan, dumbass. They're black.
Oh, but that... I don't want to
sound... That's a skin color.
Yeah. Actually, it's brown, not black, but it's brown.
Oh,
the ethnicity
okay.
is black.
I don't know.
The color is brown.
It is a very... it's a Kroger brand black. It is... Yeah. It's Google black. Alright? So what? It's still black.
Fucking Bing.
It's Bing black. Alright? Now, pink.
Bing black.
No, pink. Like, think
Bing
of pink.
Black
like, if the colors was fucking pink.
Bing black cock. Bing BBC.
Then someone would be like, oh no, it's not pink, it's red. Because they're only saying red, because it is a type of red, because pink is a shade off of red. Therefore, your logic is suck, and your fucking efforts were doo-doo, and you don't know shit. I don't even know what we're arguing about, I just know that I can argue circles around.
You fucking won, man. Hey guys, that's it for this episode. Appreciate it for you guys making it this far in the podcast. See you next time.
I don't know if I'll
stay frosty.
Stay frosty,
motherfuckers.